Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Lorna Vanderhaeghe, natural health expert, researcher, and author. And we've been talking about infertility in both women and men. And Lorna, before the break, we started to discuss the nutrients that are associated. But before we continue with that, let's say there's a couple who are thinking about pregnancy and conceiving. What are some things that they can do to prepare their health for pregnancy?
Well, the first thing is, stop drinking. That's key. So no alcoholic beverages when you're thinking of getting this body into optimal shape. I recommend that that men go have a sperm count test, as we already talked about earlier, and that women go and have their thyroid checked, that they have their iron checked, that they make sure that they're actually ovulating. And that's really important, because if you're not popping out an egg properly every month, then your chances of getting pregnant are less. Remember, we only get 12 tries a year, so timing is important as well. And the other thing is, if a woman has irregular periods, it'll make it more challenging for her to get pregnant, because A, you're not really sure when you ovulate, and B, your cycles may not be functioning properly so that you can actually get pregnant and stay pregnant. And when we're talking about irregular cycles, there's so many things we can do to get them back on track. Thankfully, we've got lots of natural products in the health food store that work to do that. But you want your cycles, and we count the days of a menstrual cycle. Day one is the first day of bleeding, and most women ovulate, as I said earlier, between day 10 and day 15. In the second half of the cycle, progesterone has to have enough time to rise to keep you pregnant. And a lot of women who have miscarriages, what's happening with them is they actually get pregnant, but then their progesterone doesn't rise high enough to keep them pregnant. And that's progesterone's job, is to keep you pregnant. So, those are some of the things I would do. I'd clean up my diet, clean out the house of all the toxic chemicals. You don't want to bring a baby into that environment anyways. Get yourself on a great multivitamin with minerals that's got, zinc and folic acid and a full spectrum of nutrients. And making sure that iron is in the right range, because miscarriages are also associated with low iron as well, and even just low normal iron. Don't wait until you finally get pregnant to start taking an iron supplement. You want to have your hemoglobin at that 140 level and your ferritin at 70 for optimal pregnancy and for optimal brain and health development of the baby.
So does that apply to both sides? Like, there's the couple that say, we're going to start to try now. But then there's that couple who, we've been trying and we've been failing. It hasn't happened. So does that apply to both sides here?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the guy's contributing 50% of the DNA. So definitely we want to make sure that the man is in a healthy state as well. And, alcohol can really affect sperm counts. So that's a big one. When it comes to nutrients, I firmly believe that every single person out there should be taking a multivitamin with minerals every day. And not one of those inadequate one-a-days, but a proper multivitamin with minerals.
Yeah.
And especially for men, they want to have adequate zinc in the diet, because zinc helps the sperm swim faster and straighter and better, and they're stronger. And, you've got to take care of that. The man's contribution has to be looked after as well. And so nutrients are absolutely key for both sides.
Now, before the break, you talked about an estrogenetic environment with a lot of the products nowadays mimic estrogen, which creates issues. Now, you have, with all your history and your background, you have your own line of supplements. You've formulated products that are like very beneficial to these situations. Can you talk about some of those?
Oh, absolutely. Well, when it comes to environmental estrogens, what they do is, these are estrogens that we're eating in our food. So they're found in soy products. They're found in commercially produced red meat and dairy products. So we're getting these estrogens in our diet. The problem with soy is that it's a clear estrogen, so it dramatically increases estrogen. Pesticides act just like estrogen in the body. Cosmetics. Remember, the skin is, it's so amazing. You know, we put drugs and things on the skin because the skin is a great delivery system. But if you're putting creams and cosmetics and shampoos and conditioners and deodorants and all these things that contain estrogenic content, and the estrogenic items in the cosmetics are things like parabens and phthalates, when you put those on your skin, they're sucked into the body, and this is what's creating this, what we call estrogen dominance. Now, in men, when they have estrogen dominance, this is when they get the beer bellies and the breasts and the erectile dysfunction and low sperm counts. In women, when they have estrogen overload in the body, they get endometriosis and uterine fibroids and ovarian cysts and irregular periods and breast lumps and lots of body fat around the tummy. All that belly fat that we're seeing in young people and women and men has a lot to do with all of this environmental estrogens that we're exposed to. And those environmental estrogens completely disrupt your hormones. They make you have higher levels of estrogen to progesterone. For fertility, that's a big issue. And so I have a supplement that I developed called EstraSmart, which is for both men and women. And what it does is it brings your own estrogen levels back into the normal range, detoxifies all those environmental estrogens that are wreaking havoc with your hormones. And so for men, if I think they're estrogen overloaded, I put them on EstraSmart. If I have a woman who is having fertility issues, we have a product called EstraSmart Plus, which is actually our fertility product. And what it does is it brings the hormones back into the normal range. It also contains an ingredient that elevates progesterone levels. And so EstraSmart Plus is what we put the women on, and we put men on EstraSmart when they're trying to conceive. Once the woman gets pregnant, then we have her stop taking the EstraSmart Plus.
Yeah, and you talked about the thyroid prior to the break, and you have a product, ThyroSmart. Can you explain how that's going to help?
Well, absolutely. Well, I think, especially for Canadians, because as you move further away from the equator, the rates of low thyroid go up. And we have an epidemic of low thyroid in Canada. We currently have 26% of the population that is already on thyroid medication. We have another 30% of people walking around with low thyroid that is yet to be diagnosed. We call that subclinical low thyroid. So what that means is you go to the doctor and you have a thyroid test and they tell you your thyroid is fine, but it's not fine. You're in that suboptimal range. And that's why it's so important that people actually ask for a copy of their thyroid test so they know what their number is. When it comes to fertility, you absolutely, in a woman, you have to have that thyroid-stimulating hormone test result come in under 2. If it's above 2, you're going to have lessened fertility, you're going to have recurring miscarriages, and so it's incredibly important that women get that TSH below 2. The thing is, the doctor's not going to give you thyroid medication until your thyroid is above 5.5, and I know that's confusing to people. The higher your thyroid test result, the lower your thyroid. So I have a product called ThyroSmart that's available in the health food stores that is designed to bring your thyroid-stimulating hormone back down below 2 where it should be. And this can be a dramatic change in getting pregnant and staying pregnant in women. And if you start taking ThyroSmart before you get pregnant to bring your TSH back down into the normal range and you get pregnant, you'd stay on it, because we don't want your thyroid to then plummet and you have a miscarriage afterwards.
Before the break also, you talked about the PCOS, the polycystic ovarian syndrome. Now, there's also a condition called endometriosis. Can that be effective, or can that cause infertility?
Oh, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about endometriosis and what it is. So endometriosis is when the cells that normally line the inside of the uterus end up outside the uterus. They can end up on the bladder, the bowels, the ovaries. And the problem with this is those cells that normally line the inside of the uterus, they bleed every month. And so they do the same thing when they're outside the uterus. And when that happens and you've got those endometrial cells on your ovaries or your fallopian tubes, they create tons of scar tissue and pain, and infertility. And it is a very common estrogen-dominant condition. So any woman who's listening who has endometriosis, this is an estrogen overload condition. So we've got to get that estrogen back into the normal range. And we want to do this quickly before you start to get a lot of scar tissue and damage to your ovaries and fallopian tubes. And the way we do that is we use EstroSmart for that. So if you haven't gotten pregnant yet and you've got endometriosis, or you have endometriosis and you're not even thinking of getting pregnant yet, you definitely want to go on EstroSmart to treat that endometriosis problem.
So supplementation is very important. So, Lorna, we're about to wind down here, and I was just wondering if you had any sort of final thoughts or summarizing statements to wind up this topic?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, get ready to get pregnant. Make sure that you're on a good iron supplement. And, of course, we have a wonderful non-constipating iron called Iron Smart. Make sure you're taking a really good quality multivitamin with minerals. And I developed a prenatal for my daughters. It's called the Smart Prenatal. And we actually even got an anti-nausea claim from Health Canada.
Yeah.
And then we have GlucoSmart, which we just received a claim from Health Canada for improving egg quality. So there's lots of things that women can do to improve their fertility, and men. And so don't get discouraged. Before you start trying, get all these things checked out so that you know everything's in the right direction.
One final question for you, Lorna. Folks come into the store, and especially men, they'll see everything that you have has a pink label. That doesn't mean it's just for women, does it?
No. The only products in the line that aren't for men is MenoSmart.
Yeah.
MenoSmart Plus. So the one that has men in the title is not for them. You know, you can always peel the label off.
Yeah.
If you don't like the pink.
Well, that's what I say. Like, if you can ignore this product will help you, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you look at fertility, it's such a painful problem. Every month, you know, it's this huge disappointment if you don't achieve, you know, pregnancy. So this is something you want to get a handle on fairly quickly.
Yeah, and especially with, you know, the stats are doubling, and I don't see the environment getting any cleaner in the near future as well.
No, we're going to be taking more supplements to protect us from our environment in the future.
So Lorna, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health. I know your schedule is very full, and thank you for taking the time.
It's always my pleasure.
So we've been talking with Lorna Vanderhaeg, natural health expert, researcher, author. And all Lorna Vanderhaeg Health Solution products can be found at The Healthy Habit. And there's been a lot of information today. So if you want to re-listen to this interview, if you have family that's experiencing this issue, visit thehealthyhabit.ca, click on radio show, and if you scroll down alphabetically, you'll see infertility on the list. And you can listen to that as many times as you like. So you've been listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself with your health one step at a time, all life long.